Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by, check this out, Mare Island Dock of Bay Music Festival. Take the ferry from San Francisco or Sausalito to sunny Mare Island for a day of amazing music on the water. For tickets, visit dockofbayfest.com. It's happening Saturday, September 18th. Music and brews with waterfront views. What? Come on! Sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
They actually have a good brew place, Mare Island Brew Company. They have good beer there.
Yeah. Oh. I guess they were all like, I was reading because I went over. I was like, oh, what's this? Check this out. Yeah, they set up all these warehouses there for like coal ships.
Coal sheds. It's part of the back when Mare Island was like a naval facility. Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Like 1903.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
when
now
I go
it's...
there, I feel like I'm in a completely different world.
Oh, whole new world.
Yeah, it's where they shot 13 Reasons Why. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You go to the Mare Island Brewing Company, you lying liar.
I was actually at their, in Venetia, their first. First Street location that they opened up on Wednesday. I was there last night.
Oh, they
with my
opened
dad.
A new.
They have three locations.
Oh my!
Yeah,
nice.
Well, you and Dad shut like that place down or what?
Oh,
walk out
yeah.
of there arm in arm, mm-hmm. singing songs.
Yep.
All right.
Singing songs about the coal sheds over on Mare Island.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I would have expected a Drake song or something out of you.
Oh,
two,
did you sing a Drake song instead?
No,
is it old?
He doesn't know Drake.
Oh. All right.
He only knows all the old, you know, the sea shanties.
yeah.
Anyway, they're having a music festival out there on Mare Island, and it's called Mare Island Dock of Bay Music Festival. I was like, does she mean Dock of the Bay? Like sitting on the Dock of the Bay? No, Dock of Bay.
It's really neat to see on my Instagram feed all of the concerts that are coming back.
Oh, my God, I know.
You know who's back, too? Michael Franti's back, everyone. He left
back.
For Bali and was gone for over a year. And it looks like he's back in the Bay Area after a long time.
Right. He really has been. I feel it's hard to think of people as being gone when I see them every single day on Instagram.
Right.
But he's been half a world away.
But first show was back, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or whatever, but in Colorado. So he's back and doing shows. So it's nice to see people whose business is making memories like that, doing shows and having these collective joyful events are back. And
we should talk to him soon because it'll be interesting to hear his like that's a guy who never stopped working. Like, even while he was in Bali, he was making music and he was doing these live shows from there and he was doing videos. Like, that was sort of forced. Like, I wonder if he actually managed to relax while he was there.
I bet he did for a minute.
Right.
But let's find out on The Secret Show one of these days, since we have a lot of those.
We got a lot of those. We got some. We got to get some filler for those. You know, you got to fill up 5 days worth of shows.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, in case you don't know, maybe you just woke up and you're all like, what about The Secret Show now? 5 days a week. It's appointment listening, though. It's at 10 a.m. on the Odyssey app. You just search for the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, Odyssey. Every day at 10 a.m. it's streaming. And then on Friday, all five of the week's episodes drop as podcasts. So it's a little bit confusing.
At first,
you'll get, but you know, at 10 o'clock, just make sure you're tuned into the Odyssey app and stream us there. It's like a station set up.
That's right.
Instead of a podcast, you're going to be looking for a station.
It's actually really easy. You're just so used to having access to stuff all the time that we have to kind of explain that
It's like
them.
The old days, kid. Right. It's where you had to, you know, I think the example was the $6 million. If you missed it, you missed it. That was it.
Any show from the name, you know, What's Happening was one of the shows I liked, but you had to be there for What's Happening.
You
there
certainly
was no,
did.
I'll catch that.
No.
The replay of that.
Right.
The Brady Bunch was on, and it was the one time you didn't want your phone to ring or someone to knock at your front door. Because people used to want that, their phone to ring and people to knock at the front. That's not, we don't want that anymore. Mm-mm. What we want is to just watch our shows when we want to watch them. And I will say, it's not exactly olden days, because if you miss the stream on Monday, you're going to get that podcast on Friday.
And if you want to get a head start, you can go on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
And then just search it right now, and you can pull up the station. It's there.
Bryn, turn yourself up.
It's playing.
Yeah, you're very soft today.
All right. All right. Sorry about that. So I searched it. Oh, I have the Odyssey. You see that? You guys are right there.
No.
They're using the
They're using the mug design.
The image from,
that's so
from
funny.
Edwin, the one that the caricatures of us.
I love that so much.
The one that Vinny doesn't love so much.
And Nicole doesn't love so much. But
well,
Bryn
I always
I
wanted
love.
An even bigger nose than I already have, Edwin.
Oh. I thought he gave me, I thought it was very flattering, that caricature of you. Anyway, everyone check it out on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Is there a way to like favorite it as a station so it'll pop up for people?
Yes, I believe so. There is a little heart there.
Favorite us. Mm-hmm. And there we are every day in your pocket.
That's right.
Anyway, you know, I'm very torn because I really want to get to some stories today, which I haven't done yet. But I also kind of want to hear what the F happened with you and Hooman in Las Vegas.
Like, talk about that on today's secret show.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, my God. Great. Hold on. Let me write that down on our secret show topics.
I mean, it's not going to take too long.
Bryn, I bet it's going to take a long time.
Hooman in
at some point.
Las Vegas. Yeah, we need to know what happened with that, because I bet you anything there's a bunch of stuff that is not staying in Vegas.
Right. You know, it's, you know.
Are you saying it was boring?
It was with Hooman, so it wasn't like...
So it was very Christian?
Yeah, there was some Christian talk, you know, some prayers and stuff like
that. Oh, Jesus. You had to. Do you have to pray? Do you just put up with it? You're a Buddhist, aren't you?
Well,
if you're anything?
It's actually inspiring. I like to listen to people.
Oh, that's nice.
You know? Right. I don't have to be... I can be Buddhist and listen to other people talk about God.
Sure, of course.
It's totally fine.
Yeah. When he used to come over every Sunday for dinner, we had prayer time.
Do you guys grab hands and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Do all the stuff.
Great.
Yeah. We would all have our eyes open and be looking at each other and just sort of waiting for Hooman to wrap up. And then we'd all be like, you know, amen.
Did you give him the wrap it up sign? All right, dude.
No, I couldn't because my hands were otherwise engaged. We all had to hold hands. You know. All right. Hi, everyone. It's Monday morning and things have been happening in the world. It took, oh my God. So Nikki saves up all our prep material for the whole week and just dumps it on us on the day we get back. By request, we want that, you know, save it for us. We want to see if we missed a big story or something. So forgive me if there's things that I'm like frothing over that happened last week. It's just, you know, bear with. Nathan Apodaca, he is the guy who, dog face.
Cranberry juice guy.
Cranberry dreams. He went viral on TikTok. He's on his skateboard, just vibing, listening to Dreams. Are there any dreams you like to sell? Dreams of love. It's just, you know, beautiful, beautiful song. He's really having a resurgence. And even Stevie Nicks wound up doing a video of it. I think she's like on a skateboard and drinking, but she's at her house.
No, she's in roller skates. And
oh, that's it, roller skates.
She did their commercial. I don't know if that's, you know, they probably said, listen, Stevie, you're super relevant right now on TikTok. Get on TikTok, open one
right
and
now.
Do something immediately that plays off what this kid did.
And her people went, we'll set that right up for you, Miss Nix. Mrs. Nix, I don't know. So Nathan Apodaca, he brought joy to everyone. That was a fun little moment, and good things happened to him right up until he got to San Francisco and his cars got broken into. But other than that, only good stuff has come his way. And he has now hooked up with, I think it's called Beatbox. It's a, oh, there it is. Beatbox Dogface. Have you seen the water bottles that are, they're actually like boxes and they have a little plastic cap at the top, but they're sort of a crushable cardboard
box. I haven't,
box.
But that's good. That sounds really good. Better than the plastic bottles that we're used to. Good.
Yeah. Well, and this is not for you, Vinny, because this is alcohol. He is hooked up with Beatbox, and he's doing something called Cranberry Dreams Cosmo. It's 11.1% alcohol, which is a lot for a 12-ounce. You know, that's like, it's like drinking an IPA and a half or four light beers. It is on sale now in 2,000 liquor, grocery, and convenience stores. It's going to be available online soon. I think that people are going to, they're going to drink this up. There he is doing the promo for it. Oh, look how happy he is. Guy knows how to juggle.
He can juggle. So multi-talented.
He just has so many skills. And there it is, the Beatbox Dog Face Cranberry Dreams Cosmo.
Good for him.
I have to say, I do like a good Cosmo if it's good. You know, check into that. But there's a guy who has turned a TikTok viral sensation into an entire cottage industry. He's bought himself a house. Does he live in Idaho?
Mm-hmm. Idaho, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. He went and got himself and his family a house, and it's great. I actually think I kind of want to support this guy just because here he is out of nowhere. Just all he was a guy with some good vibes. Mm-hmm. His car had broken down.
Broken down car, yeah, exactly.
Apparently he was doing TikTok prior to that, so he did have a following, and that's why there was enough of a following for him to go viral. But yeah, that was his big. There aren't many people who break out like that.
No,
the Jake Paul kid who's working that boxing scam. There's another guy that. I got on House Party over the weekend.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Because nice. I my kid's on there. So I was like, I'm going to get on there and check out my daughter. And then Vaughn says, hey, Vaughn goes, hello. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm talking to Vaughn. I'm in a call with him. But Vaughn was, where was the fight? In Miami?
I think it was in Miami.
Vaughn went to the fight, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's an example of a dude. Jake Paul is, people know him from YouTube, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't.
He's a big, fat nothing.
But he has turned that into millions.
Millions.
Because he's willing to get in the ring and fight these guys. He got paid. Really paid. But Vaughn said he went.
Win or lose, really paid. Oh, I'm sure he did have fun. I mean, it's Vaughn.
Yeah.
Guy's a party.
Yeah, it is.
This sounds fun. It's just what a wonderful position to be in when you have so many billions of dollars that you can just give a bunch of it away whenever
you want. Who's got that?
Mackenzie X Bezos, Scott.
Oh.
Jeff Bezos is launching himself into space, and Mackenzie X Bezos is, and actually she's got, I think her last name might be Jewett, because didn't she just marry a school teacher?
She did.
So his ex-wife, Mackenzie, just gave another $2.7 billion to various charities. That's on top of the $6 billion she gave away last year. She and her new husband, Dan Jewett, say they're troubled by the increasing concentration of wealth among just a few people. Their goal is to, quote, give away a fortune that was enabled by systems in need of change. So Mackenzie's worth about $60 billion. I want to say, when she and Jeff Bezos divorced, he was worth like maybe $129 billion. He's close to $200 billion now. I think she walked with like $34 billion. So despite the fact that she's constantly giving away money in the billions, she's worth twice what she was made, what she was in 2019, just based on Amazon stock. She owns 4% of Amazon. 4% of the whole company. After the split with Jeff Bezos, she signed that giving pledge. That's Warren Buffett's thing, I think. And Bill and Melinda Gates. I guess Warren Buffett, Bill and Melinda Gates, they put this thing together. A promise by rich people to give away the majority of their wealth. So, and if you're interested in what charities she gave to, that's a quick Google. But there's a lot. And she actually does, or I'm sure she has a team that does a lot of research to come up with really the best places that she can put her money. So there you go. She continues to give stuff away. And I think Jeff Bezos, the last we heard about him was that he and his brother, he asked his brother if he wanted to go into space with them together. And their mom was like, could you go one at a time? Please.
Nah.
You both have to go. Huh?
Brothers.
The Morning Show. That's a show on Apple TV, or is it Apple Plus, whatever the hell it is. Morning Show, it's great. Really, really good show. It starred Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and many others, Steve Carell. And it was great. It really sucked you in, and it was... For us, it was sort of fun because there is such an underbelly in anything that, you know, the show is the product, but then there's all the politics and office interplay that happens along the way. That looks much more stressful than our job, for the record. We do a morning show, but not like that. So The Morning Show season 2 is coming out on September 17th, one new episode weekly every Friday, and there is... a spoiler from season 1 in the trailer that they put out. So we're going to play you a tiny chunk of the trailer for season 2. But in the trailer for season 2, there is a spoiler. So if you haven't watched the first season on Apple TV, you might want to
just for
10 seconds turn it down. Yes.
All the attention is going to land on me.
Careful what you wish for, right?
Let me make this simple. We have to get Alex back.
She publicly left the show.
No. I don't want to. I'm not coming back.
Oh, she's coming back. Come on. Of course she is. Don't be ridiculous. So silly. Anyway, there's just a little teaser for you. I'm excited because I really
liked it too.
I just loved
really
it.
Liked it.
Yeah. What was Reese's like Bradley Jackson, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's coming back on September 17th.
Great.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to this fall. Survivor.
And by the way, if you are just joining us, I did a movie review earlier of the new Pixar movie, Luca, and it's a freaking masterpiece. It is excellent.
You know what's funny? With Pixar, you expect really great movies, and somehow they even blow past your expectations. Like, every time, basically. They're so
good
over there.
This one, the messages in it about friendship... and about accepting people who are different, they're perfectly put. Like, you're enjoying the movie. It's not like you'll go, oh, geez, they're beating
they're
you over the head.
They're not force-feeding you, right?
No, it's really well done. It's excellent. The art is incredible. You're going to love Luca.
Luca. And that's Disney Plus. And was it free, Vin? You didn't have to pay extra for it?
I don't know if she paid. She set
yeah,
it all
free.
Up.
My,
yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I liked the cat. The cat was funny.
The cat was great. Machiavelli.
Yeah.
What's the cat's name?
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli. Yeah.
Oh, Machiavelli. Mm-hmm. I thought you said Machiavelli.
No.
Like, is it a fat cat? I don't get it. There was something I was reading this morning where somebody ranked every single, some critic ranked every single Pixar movie, and they just have no taste. Like, Up is number 20 or something.
Up is one of their best movies ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. They had Toy Story 3 as their number one. I'm like,
Toy Story 3 is really good.
Sure, it's good, it ain't no Toy Story 2. I'll tell you that right now.
Toy Story 2 might be the best one.
It's the best one. And they, you know, The Incredibles, they're great. And they had, I think the first one was at number 2. And then the other one was just way, I mean, look, they're all.
That one was number 1.
Cars, they hated. Number 1 was Toy Story 3.
Of all the movies, Toy
according
Story
to this guy, they say Toy Story 3. I'm like, forget it. Toy Story 2 beats that hands down. And The Incredibles is better than the Toy Stories, in my opinion. And Ratatouille is one of my all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. And Soul was magnificent. And Inside Out, or Upside Down, or whatever the hell
Inside
it was
out.
Called.
Inside Out.
They had, and the Cars movies, which I love the Cars movies. Well, I think I've only
You're
seen the first
in
two.
The Cars movies, by the way.
Those were ranked the bottom three. The three worst movies were the Cars movies.
One I've seen 500 times, and I'd watch it again today if it comes up.
Same.
All right, I'm totally out of time.
What?
Well,
I'm not done listening to you. You get back in there and
hear
do some more stories.
No, we're out of time. We're just, you know, look, today was never going to be a day where we're going to get to a lot, despite the fact that we have a week and a half worth of material to get through. Mm-hmm. All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Oh, God. Elf ears are coming up.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.